BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott. Just me on today's podcast. The man who changed his name to Scott Mills has been having some terrible trouble. Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. And all the ladies are on today on the female-only Who Game.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio
1. So I'll be on my way.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1.
The song that's featured at the end of Taken 2 as the camera swoops over the lighthouse at the end. Alex Clare and Too Close on Radio 1. I'll tell you what, Liam Neeson films are the best to watch when you're not very well because you don't even have to think. I watched one yesterday, which is exactly the same as both Takens. Was there a Taken 3? Okay, exactly the same as 3 of the Takens, only this time his son is in danger. Exact same plot. I can't remember the name of it, but it was good. Well, it's the same. Good afternoon. Scott Mills here. Are you enjoying the low register so far? Let me know on 81199, or do you want me to try and go a bit higher? At which point I might sound like a panpipe. But let me know. Probably will be better tomorrow, but for now I'm just going to have to deal with this. And Chris isn't here again. What a big mess Radio 1 is, all over the place. I don't know whether you heard Matt Edmondson over the weekend. Quite pathetic, really. Played a game called No Real or Real, which is just getting childish now. This is after Chris claimed back a game that Matt robbed on my time on my show. You may have heard on Friday, and he's saying that he's going to take it to court, etc. He says it's his game. And then kind of awkward that I fell ill yesterday and he had to do the show, so let's just gloss over that. Right, we've all got bigger things to worry about than Matt Edmondson's games, haven't we? But this all will be resolved at some point. All I will say is that I am in touch with Judge Rinder, just saying.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jane Glass goes on saying, is Chris absent because he's currently doing screen tests for Saturday Kitchen? I honestly don't know. I don't know where he is these days. Matt Edmondson's producer's been on, accusing me of stealing Matt Edmondson's I've had a cold and now I've got a ridiculously deep voice feature. Oh, I haven't stolen it though, have I? That's it. Run All Night. That's the Liam Neeson film that's exactly the same as all the others. Run All Night. Thanks for all that. Not a classic, but a very easy watch if ill.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mark in the Forest of Dean's been on saying, oh, you don't sound well. I know. Someone says I sound like Caroline Flack. Do I?
Time to make the club go up.
Do I sound like Caroline Flack? Be honest. A little bit. If Gamegate isn't playing on your mind, why Judge Rinder, says Mark in the Forest of Dean? Because at some point we're going to need someone to sort it out, Mark. That's why.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Alex.
Hello, Alex. How can I help?
About your ill voice.
My ill voice, yes.
Yeah. I actually think you sound quite fit with it.
Do you think it's working for me, do you?
I reckon so, yeah.
What, better than...
Like, you know, I think it was on Innuendo Bingo a while ago. You know how you said some people look better wet?
Yes.
I think it's a bit like that.
Right.
I don't quite know why.
Okay. So you think I sound like better like this with your voice?
Yeah, I think it works for you.
Mm. It's true as well. I actually also look better wet. Some people just do.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? When you're just like in the pool and your hair's all slit back, I look better like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Let's look. Clara Amfo, she's there just texting away. All right.
Hi, Scott Mills. Nice to have you back.
All right. Thank you very much. This voice or normal voice? What are you saying?
Go again.
Hello. Hi, I'm Scott Mills.
Quite like this voice.
Okay. Well, yeah, Alex agrees. I might keep it then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says, you're mates with Liam Payne. Can't you just ask him? No, he's changed his number again. Happens a lot. Charlotte says, you're right, Mills. I would never consider doing the big shop at the supermarket unless I was completely in love with them.
Scott Mills. One.
Really want to play the Who game today because I'm on my own, but we have actually had a complaint. So before we do it, I should probably address that. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, you okay?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm all right. Sound quite deep, don't I?
You do a little bit, yeah, I've noticed.
Did you nearly call me Chris then, by the way?
No.
You went, hi, Chris Scott.
Nah.
Anyway, I take complaints very seriously, so what's yours?
Well, it's not exactly a complaint. It's more of an observation that I've made about the Who game.
Right, bit of feedback.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been said by yourself and Chris as well that it is quite too many men playing at the moment.
Yeah.
Not sure what's causing it, but it's just something that I think we've all noticed.
I did see your message earlier to us, actually, and that's why I tweeted, someone says we need more girls on the Who game, and I actually put out a plea for girls to get in touch today.
I see.
And then Dominic on Twitter replied, I wish I had the same confidence as Scott Mills when it comes to asking for girls' numbers.
Oh, wow.
So I agree, it's quite male heavy a lot of the time, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Should we sort that today then?
Yeah, I think it's time to rectify the situation.
Is this a game you play a lot with your mates?
Yeah, me and my housemate Stuart do play quite a lot between ourselves. We'll text each other. If one of us finds a Who, we will text it.
OK, well, what are you saying about a girl special today, then?
I'm well excited.
All ladies, no men in here?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I can't do that. That's a problem.
Uh-oh.
Yes. OK, well, baby, I love feedback.
Absolutely, baby. No, I love feedback. It's brilliant.
You know that, yeah?
It's true.
Thank you for that. So, a ladies special today. It's ladies' night.
Yes.
Sarah, leave it with me, because I'm going to try and get as many women as possible now, OK?
Brilliant, OK.
I know I can do it.
I'm sure I've got confidence.
Right, wait there and you can be first, yeah?
All right, brilliant.
OK, the Who game with girls only is next.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, and it is time for an edition of the Who game. Our listener Sarah's noticed that it's been very boy-heavy lately, so today it's all about the ladies. No men allowed, thanks. You know how it works. You think of something a little bit retro or from the past, you say it and give it an almighty ho. Sarah?
Hello?
As you were the first person to notice that it's all boys and we need some more girls in here, do you want to go first?
Yeah, all right, go on then.
So, Sarah, I've got a lot of ladies lined up. Yes, I have.
Yes.
Yes. You start, then I'll go, and then we'll go round the world, round the phones, OK?
OK.
First one to make a mistake loses. OK, be ready with your finest Whos. Sarah to serve.
Going to Woolworths to buy an actual CD single. Hey.
Good. Henman Hill off of Tim Henman. Hey! Who's on line two, please?
Judith.
Hello, Judith. Where are you from?
Northern Ireland.
And your Who, please?
Matt Edmondson on CBBC. Hey!
Did happen. He was a CBBC presenter. Line three, who's that?
It's Mary.
Yes.
From Faith.
Go on then.
24 years at the tap end.
I'm enjoying the very gentle Whos today. Line four, who's that?
Hi, Scott. It's Sarah from Glasgow.
Go on then.
My name is Earl.
That's a cracking one. I forgot about that. Line five, who's that?
Hi, Scott, it's Jen from Wales.
Go on, then.
Crimped hair. Hello.
OK, we've been round once. Back to the first caller, Sarah. Got another one?
Minesweeper. Hello.
My life is so weird today. Giving someone your last Rolo. Hey! Judith on line two.
The Motorola Razr. Hey!
Great phone, that. Marion, line three. What's your Who?
Sharing the love on Bebo. Hey!
Line four, Sarah, yes.
Blue Cantrell. Who Cantrell?
Who Cantrell? Line five, Jen.
Gareth Gates. Who?
Wow, we've gone round again, all of the callers. I'm not sure my voice is up to another Who, so we'll play another song. I'll reset with some water, and then we'll go round once more.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people say that Minesweeper is not a Who because they still play it on their phone. Okay. Taylor Swift and Shake It Off on BBC Radio 1. We're in the middle of a very gentle Who game today here on Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. My voice is not, as you can hear, how it normally sounds. And we're having all the ladies doing gentle Whos today. It's actually quite soothing. Non-aggressive, I like it. You know the rules. Just say something from the past and give it a massive Who. Ow. Okay, Sarah, hi.
Hi.
You're our first caller. Have you got another one in you?
Yeah, I think I have.
Okay, off you go.
Haven't used a clip-on lamp to see your Game Boy in the dark. Hey.
Good one. A child knocking on your door and asking if he can get his ball back that went over the fence. Hey! Judas?
Bogies! Hey!
Was that Bogies?
Yep.
Off of Dick and Dom?
Yep.
Okay, fair point. Mary, line 3.
Smelly gel pens.
Sarah?
Okay, I actually went to see this and I loved it, but Scott Mills the Musical.
I think you found that was a 3-night sellout at the Edinburgh Festival.
I know, I loved it.
About 7 years ago, but definitely a Who now. Well done. Jen, have you got another one?
Alien X? Who?
Quite good, that, Jen.
Thank you.
I'm just putting it out here, lads. The ladies, it lasts much longer with. They can go for longer. Isn't it true, Sarah?
It's true.
I mean, there's no sign of giving up here at all.
No, it's conclusive evidence.
So, Sarah, you said we need more girls on this game in the first place.
Yeah, well, I think it's worked.
Do you have any more?
Oh, I've got one or two more.
I can't really see this ever ending, Sarah, can you?
No, I don't think it can.
So what we'll do is we'll go quickfire round the phones now for one last time. Sarah!
Clip art, hey.
Tesco Mary, hey. Judith.
Toys in your cereal, hey.
Mary.
Live and kicking, hey.
Sarah.
Having a micro pig as a pet.
Jen.
5p Freddos.
Yes, even the quickfire round worked. Sterling work there, ladies. Thank you.
Bye.
It was really good today. Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm just holding on for tonight. Oh, I'm just holding on for tonight.
Sia and Chandelier on BBC Radio 1. I don't know your name, but it says on text, not sure what it is about this song and its connection with Chris, but it feels as if we've lost him. Things are getting emotional. It's because our singing teacher on the show, Felicia, that was the first song that she ever taught Chris to sing. Like Sia, Pwadi Girls, Donga. Chris is back tomorrow. We're back to normal tomorrow. It's all absolutely fine. Did you see the poshest ever university challenge last night? That's coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone just called me Snot Mills. Hilarious. I wonder, are Josephine and Anthony? It may have sounded like I just called Josephine Joseph, and that's because my voice gave out on the fiend. So it just went Joseph. But it is Josephine and Anthony. The day they recorded that first song together, Anthony persuaded Josephine to hand in a notice at the bookshop she was working at. And she said to them at the bookshop, I'm going to be a musician instead. I imagine that's how she speaks. And that's how they got together. Oh wonder, it's getting a lot of good comments. That is Lose It. Alex from Staffordshire saying, loving it. And this person who doesn't give their name, this song and your show has given me motivation to continue marking my coursework today. No worry.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ooh, bad habits, yeah. Bad habits, yeah. Bad habits, wow. Bad habits. BBC Radio 1, that song really stresses me out. It's just all the kind of noises. And Natalie off of Bedford feels the same. Scott, this song gives me major stress. Try reverse parking with that on. I couldn't do it. I couldn't eat to that song either. It's just stressful. It's good, but it's just stress. Last Shadow Puppets and Bad Habits on BBC Radio 1. Oh, come on. Look, I know he's a stealer of games, but Nathan and Norwich has just made me aware that someone has changed Matt Edmondson's Wikipedia to Moth Edmondson. Now, that's not funny, is it? Nathan, was it you? Was it, though? Change it back, whoever did that. We're sorting out our differences. I'm speaking to Judge Rinder, but that's I think that's bad to change his name to Moth on Wikipedia. Coming up, Charlie Slough on Real and Over at 3:40. No bangers today because Chris is off. It's all gone wrong. Anyone see poshest ever university challenge last night? I mean, it's always posh, but last night it was the return of this guy.
York Shirley de la Binière.
That's right. Here he is. Introducing himself.
Hello, my name's Barto Joly de Lobinière. I'm from London and I'm studying history.
And if that's not posh enough for you, sat right next to Barto Joly de Lobinière.
Barto Joly de Lobinière.
Billionaire. Barto Joly de Lobinière.
Barto Joly de Lobinière.
Yeah, and him, yeah. Sat next to him was this bloke.
Hi, I'm Sam Smith. I'm from Guernsey and I'm studying chemistry.
No, not that one off of Really Thin and Having a Nightmare at the Oscars. It's another Sam Smith.
Hi, I'm Sam Smith. I'm from Guernsey and I'm studying chemistry.
Now, Sam Smith, compared to the other guy,
Barto Joly de Lobinière,
didn't seem that posh at first, but then we found out this.
Have you got your own coat of arms or something?
Now, I think Jeremy Paxman may have been joking when he asked, have you got a coat of arms or something? That Sam Smith actually does have his own coat of arms. Yeah!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jamie, hi.
Hi, Scott.
Are you convinced that Justin Bieber is your actual boyfriend, though?
I am convinced. We share the same initials and the same birthday. Okay. I love him so much.
Okay. Are you the person that just texted in that actually has also dyed his hair platinum?
Oh, yeah, I dyed my hair platinum yesterday.
How old are you today, then?
I'm 19.
Okay, so, okay, 3-year age gap. Is that a problem for you?
Yeah. Oh, totally not. I'd love it. It's a bit of a height gap as well, because I'm 6'5". It's only about 7 inches, but, you know, it'd be fine.
Okay, cool. Is there anything you've done, like, to kind of, like, convince yourself that you are actual boyfriends?
Oh, I don't know. I've photoshopped myself into a few of his photos.
Okay, good.
I wasn't putting them on my Instagram, but that was a few years back.
Right, okay. But the obsession is not getting any... It's not getting any less as you get older, is it?
No, because I went to the Jingle Bell Ball recently to see him, and I also bought B-Fest tickets to see him. I love him so much.
Do you want to say happy birthday to him now?
Happy birthday, Justin.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That's incredible. Simon from Portsmouth says that his wife, Abby, has now convinced their 3-year-old daughter, Darcy, that Justin Bieber is actually her boyfriend. You're just setting her up for disappointment. She now says, Daddy is Mummy's husband and Justin Bieber is Mummy's boyfriend, and tells that to everyone. Every time he's on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, if you've just joined us today, if you finished college or school, it's Mills here with a bit of a weird voice, isn't it? I'm sure I'll be all back to normal tomorrow. I think in all the Bieber birthday excitement, I think we're all forgetting one thing, and that is the Silver Fox's birthday today. Paul Hollywood. Happy birthday, Paul, off of Cakes. Ellie's very excited. Question, can you actually fancy Justin Bieber and Paul Hollywood? Or is it one or the other? I'd like to know. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, who's that?
What do you mean, who's that? It's my show.
Oh, you sound a bit different today, that's all. Didn't really recognise you there.
It's Scott Mills. Who's this?
It's Joe, formerly Scott Mills.
What?
I'm the bloke that used to be Scott Mills.
What? You changed your name, yeah?
I did, yes. I haven't spoken to you for a few weeks. How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Are you sure that's Scott Mills?
Yes. Just got a different voice today.
Oh, yeah, it sounded a little bit different, to be fair.
Yes. Enjoy it. It won't last for long. Anyway, so your name is Joe, if I remember.
It is.
But you changed your name to Scott Mills.
I did.
Remind me of why you did that again.
Well, people were naming things after you. I thought I'd take it to the highest ever possible, and in honour of yourself, name myself Scott Mills.
Yeah, this was a few weeks ago on the show where Chris decided to try and get a lot of things named after me. He said to continue the legacy, I think was his phrase. He was doing it in a friendly way, but it kind of ended up going a bit weird. People did name a lot of stuff after me, though, and we ended up with the connecting bridge at Fleet Services on the M3, now called the Scott Mills Bridge. And that's all thanks to that little campaign there. We need to open that bridge, by the way. We haven't done that yet. Anyway, you changed your name to Scott Mills because you wanted to trump everyone else.
I took it one step too far, arguably.
So you changed your name to mine online.
I did. I created my own depot and I can be called Scott Mills officially.
Okay. So are you just ringing me for an update?
Yeah, I'm back to Joe because it didn't quite work out.
Well, you changed it back.
I changed it back, yes. Back to how I was before.
Why, though?
Things didn't go well from the start as Scott, so I kind of had a bit of a nightmare as my 2 weeks trial of Scott.
Hang on a minute, what do you mean it didn't go well?
Well, from the day after I rung you the second time, I got seriously ill for like a week and couldn't move.
What, so as soon as you changed your name to Scott Mills, you got ill?
Literally, as soon as I changed my name to Scott Mills, I got ill.
What illness?
It was just, I think, a flu slash cold, really.
Oh, right, well, like I've got now, you mean?
Exactly, yeah. But I couldn't, you know, I couldn't leave the house for like 4 days.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And that's... as Joe, I haven't been ill for a good couple of years.
Oh, come on, you can't blame my name for suddenly being ill. You must have been ill as Joe.
I don't. Is that a coincidence, though? I don't think that is.
Okay, so illness, give me something else that went bad since you changed your name to mine.
Well, I applied for a job that I didn't get and I have since got it as Joe.
What do you mean?
Well, I submitted my CV, the exact same CV, just with the word Scott Mills at the top, and they said no thank you. I resubmitted the same CV since as Joe Murphy on the top and I got the job.
No, you're making this up.
No, I'm not. I seriously did. It's the local pub down the road. I haven't started yet, but I'm starting this week.
So, and, hang on a minute. You submitted exactly the same information, but with a different name on the top.
And a different colour, like a different colour title.
Well,
it was in
colours.
Blue, but I went to red. But that is it.
Okay, right. So illness and not getting a job. What else?
And my lowest score mark is Scott Mills in university.
What?
I submitted an essay for marking at university. As Scott. They didn't know who Scott was because there isn't a Scott Mills doing geography at University of Manchester. So they had to see who it was and they traced it back to me. I explained. And it was the lowest mark I've got since I've been here.
How did you explain it to them?
Well, I kind of said, do you know the Radio 1 presenter? And they were like, no. I was like, oh. So I explained everything. I said that, you know, it was all in good faith. Changed my name. I said, can I get the mark higher now that I'm actually Joe? They said no.
Well, no, you weren't, were you?
No. But it wasn't a horrendous mark. It was just the lowest one I've had this year.
Okay. I remember when I spoke to you before, you thought that maybe changing your name to Scott Mills might mean you have a better chance of romance. How's that been going?
That didn't go too well. Didn't make any difference, really. But, however, since I've gone back to Joe, I felt a new lease of life. I felt ever more confident. I felt... better as Joe since changing back.
Oh, I'll get lost then.
I know.
I don't care. I don't want you to have my name anyway.
Oh.
So there.
it's good while it lasted, but apart from the illness, the bad university mark, not getting the job, and no love life, it was fine. Well, it was a very good experience and an eye-opener.
So, Joe, are you just calling up really as a bit of advice to everybody else?
A bit of advice, yeah. Maybe, you know... if you want to change your name to Scott Mills, go for it. But it may not be that all it's cracked up to be. You may get ill. You may not get a very good university mark. You may not find a job. But once you change back to your original name, you feel a new lease of life.
Well, or maybe the motto of the story should be, don't do it in the first place.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to escape from that one. But yeah, maybe don't do it in the first place. But it was a laugh. I enjoyed it.
OK, well, good to speak to you, Joe, formerly Scott Mills.
Thank you, Scott Mills. Hope you get better soon.
Yeah, and I hope your luck continues to go better.
Can I give a shout-out? Is that all right?
Go on, then.
Can I give a shout-out to the boys of Geography Football, Andy, George, my dad who's flying back from Morocco today, my mum who's listening, and my grandparents.
And anyone else that knows me. Hello.
Hello.
Love you, bye.
Love you, mate. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, gosh, it's jolly slow. You,
That looks like it woke you up, Mills. You're looking a bit pale today, cuz. I can't lie. What's going on?
I've got your germs.
Sorry about that.
From last week.
Yeah.
Did you have this last week?
It was awful, bro.
Were you bedridden?
I was. I couldn't get out of bed.
You spent the whole day in bed? Yeah, ladies.
2 days.
2 days in bed. How do you cope with that? Because like, if you're ill and it's a revolving bed, I wouldn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Because the bed's like spinning and then so is your head.
Yeah.
How was that for you?
It was quite awkward, but yeah, I just, you know, got some fruit and chocolate and crisps and popcorn.
Yeah.
And takeaway.
All right. You know, with the revolving bed, can you set it at different speeds?
I thought you weren't going to talk about my revolving bed. I didn't want to put that out there to the public because not everyone knows that I've got a revolving bed. And I wanted to keep that as a bit of a secret for my private life and keep that to me and you kind of thing.
I would have to put it on a very slow speed if I was ill.
It's better when you do it fast.
But then I can't imagine a situation where I'd want it to be that fast.
No, you can't. Trust me. One, two situations where you want it to be going fast.
So nice to see you today. Obviously, you can't see you on the radio, but good of you to come dressed as a mechanic.
Sorry.
Like the guy,
a mechanic?
You're like the guy that fixed my tyres last week.
I have never seen you look so pale. Honestly, it looks like you've got makeup on to like lighten you up.
Oh, I have got makeup on.
Oh.
Something I was filming earlier.
Oh, was you?
Yeah. So I'll actually rub off.
Oh, yeah, it's rubbing off.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did they do that to you?
I don't know. They paled me out, man.
That is weird.
So it's me against you today on Real or No Real.
Beef team, where's Starkey?
I don't know.
He got the flu as well?
No, he had it last week.
Is yours a flu? Because mine, I thought mine was a flu, but it then morphed into a chest infection.
Yeah, I got all that.
Yeah.
It's all fine. I'm on all the things that I can be.
I salute you for coming in.
Well, thank you. You know I love it. I couldn't speak yesterday, otherwise I would have been here. Mm. Like, how many days did you take off? Just three or four?
Just two. And I couldn't. Well, it was actually, it was two. I was meant to be in Dubai last week. Didn't make it.
Oh, darling.
Didn't make it.
I know. Your life's awful.
It's awful.
Okay, let's play Real or No Real before it completely gives up.
The Writings on the Wall singer, Sam Smith, has dedicated his Oscar win to daytime TV host Lorraine Kelly. Oh.
So that is Sam Smith there, it's fair to say he encountered a bit of beef.
Oh, I saw it. This was sick. This was the sickest beef I've seen for a minute, cuz I was gassed. What's my man's name, the swimmer?
Let's not go into it. Tom Daly.
Tom Daly, his partner, hit him up saying, stop texting my man, do you know who I am? Posted a link to a Grammy or an Oscar he won in like 2001.
You got it.
What did Sam Smith reply? He should have replied saying, do you know who I am?
No,
and just sent links to best stuff that he's won over the last 2-3 years, which is still relevant.
He did reply to Dustin saying, I'm sorry I haven't seen your films and I will be sure to watch them.
Did he say that?
Yeah, so it's all fine now. It's all good.
What a G.
But did Sam Smith dedicate his Oscar to daytime TV's Lorraine Kelly? To be fair, if I was in that position, Lorraine would be up there with one of the people because I bloomin' love her.
Yeah, she's a ledge.
Isn't she, though?
Proper.
But why would it be Lorraine Kelly out of anybody?
I used to have a crush on Lorraine Kelly when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
I tell you what, she's looking really hot again.
She's always been hot.
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing all the Zumbas, that's why.
Mm. I used to do a bit of Zumba.
I would like to see you in a Zumba class.
I reckon I'd be sick at Zumba.
Do you reckon?
I reckon I'd be sick. I'm going to give that a try, actually. If there's any Zumba classes out there, hit me up.
Oh, my word.
Might come and join still.
Please, can I come and film it?
Yeah.
No, I'll do it with you.
It's not the first time you said that.
Good morning. So.
Hey! Woo!
I can't cope.
Am I livening you up or what? Are you feeling better, Millsy?
No, I feel worse. Oh. I can't cope with your energy.
Sorry.
Okay, so Sam Smith, Lorraine Kelly, I can't see it happening. And also, I did see a bit of the Oscars. I didn't hear him mention Lorraine Kelly on the mic.
It would have been a big story as well.
Yeah, it would. So I'm saying no real.
I'm going to say no real to this one.
That one is real.
What?
What do you mean? Okay, I've just got the info here. After the Oscars, Sam told reporters on the red carpet afterwards that his award was dedicated to Lorraine Kelly and Katie Price.
Wow.
That's not been widely reported.
No.
I've not seen it.
Yeah.
And next.
Adele, Beyoncé and Taylor Swift are all releasing their own ranges of celebrity homeware.
It's a big business.
It is.
Who's got celebrity homeware at the moment? I'm trying to think. Holly Willoughby.
Has she?
Yep. Kylie Minogue.
Your voice sounds terrible.
Thank you. Quite a few people. Fern Cotton, maybe?
I think she has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, you can see why they would do it, because people would, if Adele suddenly released a range of mugs, people would buy them.
I'm thinking about releasing my own collection of homeware.
Right, okay. I had a bet on with the producer that once This Real or No Real came on, that you would say that.
Yeah.
That you were about to release your own range of homeware.
Yeah. Well, so, I've been in talks with some, you know, big players.
What is it, like, really big plates?
That's rude. That is so rude. That was actually in one of the discussions, but the one that we kind of decided on to launch the product and the brand was the vibrating toilet seat. Now, there's nothing worse than having to have a shake-off when you've got a Klingon that won't drop.
Stop it.
Honestly, there's not, is there? So if you had a vibrating toilet seat, you just sit there and let the thing handle that naturally.
And
drops.
you could do all the duvets as well.
The duvets.
Like the bedwear for people that have a revolving bed like yourself.
Yeah.
Someone says, is your bed roll-on, roll-off
as
well?
That's rude.
No, just asking.
That's rude.
Celebrity homeware, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Adele. I think they have surpassed the homeware ranges.
They don't need to do it, do
no,
they?
No, they don't need to do it. So I think this is a no real. I think they're too famous to release, like, duvets and that.
Mm. I'm going to say no real as well.
Same.
That one is no real.
Okay. No plans from Swiftie or Beyonce or Adele, but Kylie Minogue, yes. Michelle Williams off of Destiny's Child.
Who's that?
The one that wasn't Beyonce or Kelly.
All right.
And Lionel Richie off of Hello.
Well, he's got his own.
Yeah, they've all released their own homeware ranges, which include bedding, throws, and luxury dinner sets.
Wow.
You need to get yourself on that Lionel Richie thing, man.
Sick,
innit? And finally,
a British grandmother is taking the underground hip-hop scene by storm, performing under the pseudonym MCNC.
Now, obviously, you're the right man to talk to about this.
Obviously, biggest hip-hop DJ in Europe, men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
What was that, sorry?
Yeah, we'll move on. Now, obviously, I'm not into the whole gimmick side of hip-hop. I don't like it.
I know you don't.
I'm not about that lifestyle.
I know. Like, you're proper.
Proper. Organic.
Organic.
Authentic.
I know you are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't really know about this.
It's not really, like, rapping grannies isn't really your bag.
Nah, it's not. I know one DJ that does, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Okay, so she's called MCNC.
Sick name.
It's good, isn't it?
What's the NC stand for?
I don't know. But I can't see...
Nana, like, Charles. Nana Christie.
Nana. It's Nana something, isn't it? So taking the... It says underground hip-hop scene, though. You would know about that.
I would know about that.
Okay, so from that, I'm working it out as a no reel. This is made up. And also, when was the last time we heard a grand do hip-hop?
My nan used to drop bars.
Is it?
She was sick.
Nana Sloth. NS.
She was sick.
Anyway, real or no real? I'm saying no real.
Well, this one is actually real.
What?
Yeah, it's real.
How do you know that?
Bad man in this thing.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Right, okay. You were styling out there, weren't you?
Yeah.
Although, former Britain's Got Talent star, 78-year-old Norma Clark, has written over 300 songs and was recently filmed rapping after being recognised by an ambulance driver in Birmingham. Listen to this.
Hey man, ooh man, me man, why? Yeah man, you man, wave goodbye. Me man, no man, do you hear? I say calm down man, don't lose your cool. People looking, making such a fool. Join me man, forget what you said. It's all right for you, you got a bit.
I mean, you've had worse on your rap show.
She's sick. She's a, I'll sign her.
Well, she's not taking the underground hip-hop scene by storm, but she is definitely a 78-year-old rapping nan.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Bless.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real, I got 20 and you got 10.
I let you win today because you're poorly.
Yeah.
Hey man, ooh man, me man, why? Yeah man, you
sign
man.
Sign this immediately,
goodbye.
Please.
Me man, no man, do you hear? I say calm down man, don't lose your cool. People looking, making such a fool. Join me man, forget what you said. It's all right for you, you got a bit.
Okay, right, well, you're on one extra in a minute then, so it's time to wheel you out. What's on the show
today? You are not going to believe who's on the show today. Ironically, it's MCNC. She's on the show doing a fire in the booth today. It's going to be an absolute mad thing. Why are you wheeling me out?
Bye-bye.
Why are you wheeling me out, man?
Work. You see me heavy work. You see me do me dirt. That's something better, work.
Those are Tuesday's best bits. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.